If we're talking about the nuts of Taoism, the gist of it all, this has got to be the king nut. Usurping even me from the king nut position. The ultimate method for maintaining perspective and clarity and the ability to observe your own inner processes, your reactions to what you're perceiving is going on around you and upon which you base your decisions of how to proceed from here on. Now, I don't need to tell you that our inner processes don't always run that smoothly. One way of describing what we call mental illness now is having very unsmooth mental processes. So unsmooth that you can't sit comfortably with them. And it makes you so uncomfortable that you act out in bizarre ways. Bizarre as in not fitting in with the social norm. Or just on a milder level, your head racing with ideas of what's going to happen if this goes wrong or that goes wrong, and how you need to prepare for it. Or just the general grappling with your conflicting desires and drives, your conscience versus your animal drives and so on. And out of all of this, these fears, these desires, these blocking mechanisms, this incessant internal conversation about where you stand in relation to this description of reality that you've concocted, this story about life, where you stand in relation to that, are you winning or are you losing? Are you going to live or are you going to die? That's the fundamental underlying question at all times. But this becomes so big and so huge and so loud and disturbing that it takes over the entire experience of being human. We start to feel as if we are this noise, this drama. We forget that what we really are is this limitless, pure presence that was there in the womb from the start and has been there all the while, bearing witness quietly, unobserved most of the time, from the back. Now let me explain what I mean in terms of how it's going to benefit you. For a start, if you take yourself back to the embryonic stage, you develop from the back outwards on a cellular level. You began in the back and grew out from there. I.e. the spine is the original part of you. Your back is your original home, your original dwelling place. What happened was, as you started school probably, if not before, you learned to perform. You learned to engage in the world around you in what was essentially a foreign culture to you, an alien culture to you. It wasn't that which you were familiar with in the home. You were required to perform and engage in people-pleasing pursuits, playing the game. Now, you might have been particularly obedient, but most children before they're trained in this way are not. They find it difficult to succumb to this alien culture. And because they find it difficult, they get up as close as they can to it so they can get a better handle on it. And the way they do this is to occupy the front of their bodies. They leave behind their original home, their power base in the back, and come forwards into the front of the body, whence they're able to have a closer view of what's going on in front of them. You see, so what happens is, the sense organs all face the front. And therefore we perceive life as occurring in front of us. Hence why when we're children, faced with the enormous challenge of managing ourselves in the world of the world, it's only natural that we would lean right forwards into it. Just to get closer, because maybe just because our arms weren't that long. But just like when you learn to drive, the year or so in, you suddenly realise you've been leaning forwards for no reason, and you lean back like a racing driver. From there you can see the road, big panorama, you can control the car and it feels more comfortable. You've got your power and it feels natural, because that's what we develop from. The back, it's our natural home. So what the Taoist martial artists figured out was when you're punching someone in a fight, which is a sort of representation of how extreme it can get between two people or more, if you are delivering your blows from the back of you, they will have the weight of your body behind them. If you deliver your blows just from the front of you, it relies on muscular strength to be effective. Similarly, when someone is attacking you, if you remain in the back of you, the front part of you might feel fear, but you don't. You're able to remain equanimous and clear throughout, and therefore perform far more effectively. So then extrapolate from this how it will be in everyday life. The fight is, of course, with yourself, with your own conflicting ideas and drives and opinions and beliefs and thoughts and feelings, together which will comprise your drama. Now, if you're stuck in the front of you, you will be associated with, identified with, i.e. one with the drama. You become the noise. If, however, you sit in the back of you, if you deliver your chops in everyday life from the back of you, they will have your body weight behind them, they will have gravitas. Similarly, when life puts its pressure on you, you might feel the discomfort of that in the front of you. However, you won't feel it. You will feel comfortable because you'll be in the back of you. So let me explain the back of you. Still strong and silent, nothing going on in there. The spine is the strongest strut of the body. It makes sense if you want to feel stable that you lean up against the bit of you that is strongest, and that's your spine. Imagine, for example, breathing into your back now. It's a good feeling. Breathing into your back reminds you to be in your back. Get a feeling of pushing back into your shoulder blades, pushing back into your own kidneys, and above all, literally pushing your consciousness back inside your skull so that it's pushing up against the rear wall of the skull. And then observe from here. You're like the director of the show, standing at the back of the auditorium, observing how the play is going down with the audience and so on. It's the command position. Now, if you can remain like this the whole while, all your communication with everyone around you will be a lot clearer and more centered in what is right for you, as opposed to you indulging in people pleasing, which is a front-based activity. The front of you is the realm of illusion. That is the aspect of you that will pass on death. The rear part of you is the realm of the Tao, the original consciousness, and this will remain forever, not in this body, but in the realm that you're experiencing it, which, while you have a body, is in your back. Now, I could go on about this for 800 years and still not extol all its virtues sufficiently. What's more important, though, is that you start experimenting, start to position yourself in your back, and let this become your default mode. To remain connected to humanity around you, at heart and soul level, keep your chest relaxed and open, and let your innate beauty, your unique gift for the world that you carry in your heart, radiate freely for everyone's benefit. That way, you receive everyone at a soul level, and you preclude feeling alienated or isolated in your transcendent state. Meanwhile, continue being in your back and allow reality to unfold from here. Once this becomes your default position, you will pardon the pun, never look back, even though you'll actually be looking back all the time. And that's also interesting, because the Taoist way is called investing in loss, meaning that rather than grasping at the objects of desire that apparently lay before you, you don't, you relinquish all of that grasping, and instead you fly backwards inside, returning to source, returning to your original home. This has got to be the King Nut. The King Nut. The King Nut.